With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has declared President Biden's 11th-hour pardons of J6 committee members and others null and void. Mr. Trump says the pardons are, quoting here, of no further force or effect, because they were not signed by Biden himself, but rather robotically signed through the use of an auto pen, according to Mr. Trump. The Kremlin confirms what President Trump said earlier, that he will talk tomorrow with Russian President Putin about ending the war in Ukraine.
On Air Force One, the president told reporters discussions have reached a point where there could be an announcement tomorrow.
A lot of work's been done over the weekend. We want to see if we can bring that war to an end.
Russia failed in its initial goal to topple Ukraine, but it still controls large areas of the country.
We'll be talking about land. We'll be talking about power plants.
European allies have been wary about the president's relationship with Putin and his hardline stance toward Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We have a lot of it already discussed very much by both sides.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, responding to U.S. airstrikes, the leader of the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen vowing to step up attacks on American and Israeli targets in the Middle East.
On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says the U.S. took out multiple Houthi leaders.
Iran needs to hear him loud and clear. It is completely unacceptable, and it will be stopped.
The Houthi-run health ministry says the airstrikes killed at least 31 people.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder. Now imprisoned in El Salvador, more than 235 illegal aliens deported from the U.S. by the Trump administration, suspected members of a violent Venezuelan gang. A federal judge tried to block the deportation and order them back to no avail. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 125. This is SRN News. An update on a satanic event in Kansas.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says she cannot prevent members of the Satanic Grotto from performing a so-called black mass at the Capitol in Topeka on March 28th, but she has ordered the event to take place outside the building, citing safety concerns. The Satanists say they wish to dedicate the Kansas government to Satan, and their plans have sparked outrage across the state and the nation. Christians are being urged to pray. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Dakota State Senate rejecting a measure would have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its landmark 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. A vote to approve would have made North Dakota the first state to make such an overture to the court. The state house passed the resolution last month. Massachusetts-based Mass Resistance, a pro-family group, promoted the resolution in North Dakota and is doing so in other states. There are no gay marriage cases before the Supreme Court or in the legal pipeline at this time. This is SRN News. President Trump recognizes the contributions made by Americans of Irish descent, including those who went above and beyond in their service to the country in the military.
By some estimates, more than 2,000 Irish-American warriors have earned the Congressional Medal of Honor. This is an amazing statistic because who would ever think that's even possible? It's more than 50% of the medals of honor were won by the Irish. I'm going to have to check that. That sounds like... That's an awfully good statistic. We're going to have to check what's going on over there, huh?
And the president wishing all Americans a happy St. Patrick's Day, one of America's oldest and biggest St. Patrick's Day parades, on tap today in New York City. 150,000 participants and some 2 million spectators are expected to line Manhattan's famous Fifth Avenue for that event. Major celebrations also on tap today in Boston, at Savannah, Georgia, and elsewhere. More details, SRNNews.com.